Hello?
Yes, sir. I lost your call. I don't know if you hung up on me or I lost
No, I didn't hang up. It just dropped.
Oh.
All right, let's keep rolling.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and like I said, the other one was protecting gender equality.
I just don't think that's a big issue. I mean, that's not something that motivates me to vote.
So be no chance that we'll vote, or I doubt I'll vote. Or...
I'll vote. I'm going to vote on all of these, but that's not a reason that I'm going to vote.
Okay, but, you know, like I said, I don't have...
poorly formed. I don't like the question.
I don't have a refuse or anything. I just doubt I will vote or no chance I will vote, or if it's convenient, I will vote.
If it's convenient, I'll vote.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Okay, in protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
If it's convenient, I'll vote.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris,
Trump,
third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided?
I might vote for Robert Kennedy.
Okay, so all right. All right, so if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or a third party, or independent? Republican, right? All right. If you knew that, you know, protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you somewhat motivated?
Not motivated at all.
So be much less motivated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Proposition 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard? Yes, a lot. Some, not much, or nothing.
The rights of New Yorkers for what?
It's called Proposition 1.
Yeah. Is it the abortion issue?
It's a constitutional amendment on the ballot, you know, to protect the rights of New Yorkers.
Yeah, but the rights of New Yorkers
to do what? Yes, I'm fixing to read it to you in a little bit. But have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some. It's the abortion issue, right? I mean, you tell me.
Okay, here's the text on Proposition 1, okay? The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Okay, adds anti-discrimination provision, a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy.
Yeah, I'll probably
okay,
vote if, against that because I think it's we already have all those things in New York.
Okay, let me read it. If a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution, a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
No.
Are you understanding?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Based on your read of this statement. Amendment, do you think this amendment would give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into a shared state constitution, or remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions? You can check all that applies. Yes, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, do all this? You can check all that applies.
I don't know.
Okay. Can you give me at least a couple of those options that I gave you? That way I can go forward because I don't have that other no option, sir.
Yeah, I don't know that I can provide you much more. I mean, let's just move on to the next question. I mean, I get where this is coming from. It's clearly from proponents of that amendment. So go ahead and ask me your final question. Or question.
Well,
let's just move.
Okay, well, Like I said, if you don't give me any of those options, I cannot move forward. You know, what do you think of this amendment?
Yeah, I told you I would vote no at this point.
Yeah, but on this question, okay. I think this
survey is poorly written. It's too long, and I'm giving you, I think, enough time on it. I'm not going to vote for it at this point.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, sir, it won't let me go forward if you don't give me any of those options,
I don't understand what you mean those options. I mean, whatever the amendment contains, most of what it contains, I don't think we need. We already have. I'm going to vote against it at this time.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why I won't. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right, bye.